This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. When I'm eating French fries and decide to be my version of healthy by not eating half of them, I really don't think about it much. I just toss them. It's been estimated that the average person wastes 25% of their food and drinks. Imagine bringing home 4 grocery bags and immediately throwing one in the trash bin. Well, there's a new King County program called Food Too Good to Waste, and it's trying to get people to think before they waste. And Karen May is the program manager of it. Karen, thanks for stopping by today.
You bet. Thanks for having us here.
What kind of reactions do people get when they see they might be wasting 25% of their food?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think they're not wasting anything. Some people realize they're wasting some, but what we're finding over and over is that people are wasting way more than they thought they were. So it's really an eye-opener. Seeing is truly believing.
What are the trends? Are we wasting more food today than we did 10 years ago?
That's an excellent question. It turns out that we, as Americans, are wasting 50% more than we did in the 70s,
really?
Which is absolutely astounding to me.
Are they consciously wasting food?
No, I think there's a lot of reasons why people do. For one, we all have really busy lives, and it's really easy to maybe overbuy when you're at the store. You might have the best of intentions for the week, but then a friend calls you and wants to go out to dinner, and so there goes that meal. Things like that really add up and make a difference.
Well, how about me and my French fries, or the French fries I don't eat, and they'll get tossed? Why is that a problem?
Well, in and of itself, it's not really a problem, but when you look collectively at what everyone else is doing to produce food waste, it really is a huge issue. For one, it's an issue of money, so you're wasting your money by wasting the French fries, but even more important is that there are a lot of environmental impacts with wasting food. For example, wasting water, the energy and fuel that's involved with creating food from the farm and then getting it all the way to your plate.
But once they've grown those potatoes and they've fried those potatoes and they put them on the plate, those resources are already gone. So what's the problem then?
Well, you've just wasted all those resources in the making, so they...
But we're not going to get them back.
That's true. So let's not have the demand in the first place.
Oh, so I should just not order a full order of French fries.
Yeah, or maybe get the child's portion or...
Sharing.
You know, if you can do something like that, share is even better.
Karen May is talking to me. She's the program manager of King County's new program called Food Too Good to Waste. It's part of a national campaign on food waste. What have you learned here in King County about the kind of food that people waste?
You know, and this holds pretty much nationally as well, but mostly it's vegetables, some fruit, and it is actually meat and seafood as well. Those are the biggest materials that are wasted in the food stream.
So we make, if people are wasting food, does that mean we're making too much?
Yes, definitely. I think if there was a demand to really fit what people are using, then there would be a significant difference in terms of how much was produced.
Are there some segments of the population that waste more food than others?
Yes. What we have found through some research that EPA actually put together is that it's typically young professionals and families with small children.
Now, right now, you can go to the King County landfill. It's full of food waste. Will we ever get to zero food waste?
You know, I really don't think we will, if for no other reason, unless we find a really good use for banana peels. But I think if we just focus more on a big impact that we can make to reduce the overall amount of waste, we're going to go really far.
Okay, you've made a pretty convincing case. And if people listening are convinced, what can they do to reduce their food waste?
Boy, there's a lot of things they can do. And I encourage people to look at our recyclefood.com website. But simple things like making a shopping list before they go to the store so that their intentions are pretty clear and they don't get sidetracked by things they're tempted to buy. And actually, before you even go to the store, look in your refrigerator, look in your cabinets and shop them first. So those are two good things that you can do as well. Being mindful of how to properly store vegetables and produce and meat, for that matter, is really helpful as well.
So, Karen, if we waste 25% of our food, suppose we all do as you say and we're only wasting 5% of our food. What would that mean for King County?
Well, that would mean that we wouldn't have quite so much going to our landfill and producing methane. So it would have a really positive impact on the climate if we reduce the amount of food waste that was created.
I'm talking to King County's Food Too Good to Waste program manager, Karen May. Now, we've got Thanksgiving around the corner, and there's going to be a lot of food made and, I assume, probably a lot of food wasted. What are some ideas you have for people to make that be at a minimum?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me start with a statistic that is kind of eye-popping. And it turns out that last year, the amount of turkey that was wasted over Thanksgiving, and this is in the United States, was more than 204 million pounds.
Wow.
And if you look at the environmental impacts alone, to nurture those birds, they used enough water to supply New York City for 100 days, and the greenhouse gases that were produced were equivalent to 800,000 car trips from San Francisco to New York. So you start to get a sense of the magnitude, and sure, one person alone doesn't really make a difference, but we all do collectively. One thing is, I think people should give themselves permission to make less food than they typically do. I've never been to a Thanksgiving dinner where there weren't tons of leftovers. And it's fine if you do eat those leftovers, but it's really helpful to just not overproduce in the first place unless you have a strong intention to eat them.
Karen May is program manager of King County's new program called Food Too Good to Waste. You can check out their website for lots of ideas. And I had to confess to Karen May of King County that I routinely toss away half my French fries in a half-hearted effort to eat healthy, or better put, eat less unhealthy. I'm not the only one who had a food waste confession to make.
I'm Brandon from Linwood, and I was trying to make a bong out of an orange juice container, but there was still a third of the, thing of orange juice in there. So I poured the orange juice down the sink, made my bong, got high.
This is The Record.